The construction workers have been stuck for more than 2 weeks and have been getting food, water and oxygen through a pipe. They are expected to be pulled out on wheeled stretchers. Our India reporter Neville Lazarus is in New Delhi.
Very good news for the moment, but till the time we see them out, it's not going to be over. And this nightmare, which has carried on for 17 days for these workers and their families, seems to be ending pretty soon.
A truce between Israel and Hamas is into a fifth day, which is expected to lead to the release of more hostages and Palestinian prisoners. The pause in fighting has been extended until tomorrow. London-based teacher Migen Inon's parents were killed by militants in the October the 7th attack in Israel.
It's very upsetting to see people use our tragedy in order to call for some extreme actions. They are hijacking our pain, and that's not something my parents would have wanted. They would have wanted us to come together and then see, okay, how can we move on together?
The government's denying claims Rishi Sunak snubbed the Greek PM after he claimed a meeting was cancelled to avoid a controversial conversation about ancient sculptures. The Elgin marbles are on display at the British Museum, but Athens wants them back. The first ever transatlantic flight powered by cooking oil and plant-based products is due to take off this morning. Currently, plant-based oils only make up around 0.1% of global jet fuel. Research shows one in three households with children will struggle to afford Christmas this year. A poll also found around 4 million people will be relying on credit to cover their costs. And now That's What I Call Music is celebrating 40 years since its first release. It's commemorating the anniversary with a special edition vinyl of tracks from its history. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
And if you have any of those albums, I think I heard that album number 4, That's What I Call Music For, is worth about 500 quid. So get in the loft! Dig out this, see if you've got any of the number 5, That's What I Call Music. I wonder what was on there. I'll have a look in a minute and we'll find out together.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, a lot of difference in the weather, isn't it, today? Beautiful out there. You can enjoy this little bit of a break. It's quite chilly, though, at 6 degrees, sunny intervals and light winds for most of the day. So it is a lovely day today. So enjoy. Tomorrow is looking bright as well, and it should remain dry. And Friday from about 1 o'clock, there might be a little bit of rain. But the next couple of days look like they're going to be crisp and cold and sunny.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance and the 90s as well. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. And yeah, I'm here on this beautiful sunny day. And I haven't even got any socks on. I've got my trainers, but no socks. Because I'm living the dream with the sunshine. I love days like this. This is a perfect sort of walking day, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Going for a walk. I won't be going for a walk, though, because I'm sat in the studio. I won't be doing that. Now, what's coming up on the show today? Well, it is a guest-free zone today. We're going to be talking about the invasion of the super pigs, also Christmas markets, and another grumpy moan at self-service tills. I've got the right ump. I won't do it. I won't start the show off with a moan, though. I don't want to do that. It's wrong. Plus, we've got a brand new first play for Broken Bear with their version of the classic Mad World by Tears for Fears. It's a really good version. Can't wait to play that. Plus, we are all Fossils, Rogue Effects, Jacob Reddy Music and Blue Scar Music and Amy Britannia. That's all coming up on the show today. Plus, loads of chart music and some classic tracks as well. Now, it was very good this morning. I brought in a 0% fat Greek yogurt, which is my healthy start to the day, along with 3 Ferrero Rocher. I don't know why I bought them. I went past them in the supermarket. They were on a special. And as I went past, I went, oh, very plush. Because they always used to be the plush chocolates when you were a kid. It was like, oh, weren't allowed to have them, adults only. Now anybody can eat them. Anybody can eat them. So I bought in a couple of those because I like them. The thing is, you're meant to sort of bite them and, you know, have a little nibble. I just pop them straight in my gob, really. Can't help it. Very nice they are too. If you want to get involved with the question of the day, what's the worst or weirdest dream you have ever had? So what's the worst or weirdest dream that you've ever had? You can get involved with the show. It's easy. Find me at Eat My Brunch on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. You can find me as well. It'll either be Eat My Brunch or Michelle Ward Music. And then you can join in also on Messenger if you want to send me a voice note. I love playing those out on the show. Not had many voice notes recently. You can send them on WhatsApp. If you've got my WhatsApp, you can send them there. Some people do. Send me a good morning. Tell me what you're doing. Let it not be exercise, Alison, if you're listening in. She's always exercising. Makes me feel so ashamed. I saw somebody stepping out of the gym as I drove past this morning. There's a new gym on the end of the high street. And the girl that came out looked phenomenal shape. I mean, I literally went, wow, because there was a delivery driver and she was helping. And I thought, if I could look like that, I'd go to that gym. But I think it might be genetic, and also she was quite young. But she looked absolutely superb. And I thought, you know, big, I could go to the gym, I could look like that in a year, blah, blah. And then I thought, no. None of that is going to happen. None of that is true. Not that much of a transformation, I don't think. Not my age. That's my excuse anyway. So I've got my coffee. I've got my fat-free yogurt and my little chocolate. So let's kick the show off, shall we? I don't know what to play to start off. Oh, I know. What about a brand new one from Bananarama? Why not? Here they are with Feel the Love.
place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM. Now there's lots going on in and around Brentwood and Billericay and the surrounding areas over Christmas. Saturday the 2nd of December, Stars, an evening of Christmas music and carols. That sounds beautiful. At Hutland Shenfield Union Church, Roundwood Avenue, Shenfield, Brentwood Choral Society presenting their annual Christmas event and will be joined by the Bluebirds Children Choir and the BCS Ensemble. The conductor is Art Wang Charnobsup and the accompanist is Dominic Bentham. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are £12, under 12, £6, including refreshments and a programme. You can find out more. All the W's brentwoodchoralsociety.org.uk. And please just take a look at the website as well, because all the details will be there under local events. Coming up next, we've got a classic. This is ABBA with Name of the Game.
It seems to me for every time. 'cause I had to know. I'm a bashful child. And you make me feel, and you make me show what I'm trying to conceal. If I trust in you, will you let me down?
You can't hate ABBA, can you? I haven't gone to see ABBA, the thing in London at the O2. It looks really good. I wouldn't mind going if I can find somebody who likes ABBA. Who doesn't like ABBA? Come on! I know a few of my friends have been. I would like to go, actually. I think it's probably really good. My eyesight's bad anyway, so I know they're holographic. It's not really them as such. So probably... where I'd be standing, I probably wouldn't even know. I just want to join in with the songs. You can dance, you can dance. I don't sing quite like that. But you know what I mean. You can tell I've just eaten one of my chocolates, can't you? Going, right, sorry about that. Let's have some Rogue Effects. This is a track called Drifting, and this is the Isle 9 remix.
pretty girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
Sia with Chandelier. Now, you know what I was mentioning about That's What I Call Music, the series of albums. They're up to about, I don't know, 2010 by now, I don't know. Apparently, That's What I Call Music, the fifth instalment, is worth about 500 quid. So if you've got it, 550 quid, you can have a look on eBay and other such places. You might be able to flog that and get rid of it. That's not far... Well, oh... Yeah, that's that's what I'd call Music 5. What was on it? Okay, let's have a little look, shall we? Well, number one on the disc was Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. Scritti Politti. Do you know what? The word girl. Let's have a look. I don't remember. Scritti Politti. Politti. I don't know. It sounds like the word girl. I've got no idea. Have you ever heard that song before? I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know. Well, I was going to try and see if I could find it for you. Scritti Politti. There we go. World girl. Word girl. I can't get my can't get my words out. Let's have a little listen. Here we go. Oh, this was the, this is Scritti Politti, The Word Girl, which was number two on the That's What I Call Music 5.
A name for what you lose when it
you go. That's Squishy Politti with the word girl. That is from the That's What I Call Music number 5. Then you had Harold Faltermeister with Axel F. Fine Young Cannibals, Dead or Alive, Stephen Tintin Duffy, Coon the Gang, Paul Young, Marillion, Brian Ferry, Simple Minds, The Power Station, China Crisis, and Phil Collins. And then on disc 2, let's have a little look through. You had Sister Sledge with Frankie, Mai Tai, History, Simply Red with Money's Too Tight to Mention, Steve Arrington, Feel So Real, Jackie Graham, the Conway Brothers, Loose Ends, the Commentators, U2, the Style Council, Katrina and the Waves, Gary Moore and Phil Lynott, The Damned, Howard Jones and Jimmy Nail. There we go. That was on. So that one is worth about five. If you got it, that's what I call Music 5. Check it out online. Probably loads of people now are going to be digging that out and the value will decrease. But yeah, check it out. Talking about That's What I Call Music, and we've just heard Squishy Politti. They were number 2 on the first disc, but number 1 was Duran Duran with A View to a Kill.
Seeing you with a view to a kill, face to face in secret places, feel the chill. Until we dance into the
do no wrong. That is Taylor Swift with Style. She really can do no wrong. Just coming up to 10:43 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. We've got more new music coming up, plus a first play as well. Can't wait to share that with you, which is an excellent track. A cover, in fact, by Broken Bear.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, it was a little bit busy around Brook Street roundabout this morning. That's due to those roadworks that are ongoing there, and quite congested it was too. I'm not sure what's going on actually, but it's just really busy anyway around Brook Street roundabout. A little bit difficult to get around there. A1023 is fine. Wilson's Corner, no problems. You do have temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way at Essex Way. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and heading up towards the M11, there's no problem there. A12 is running smoothly and can't see any other problems on the road. You'll get more traffic and travel in an hour. Oh, let's have a little look here. What's this? Ingrave? No, that's fine. I thought I saw something. I thought I saw something. So, yeah, just another chocolate if you're wondering why I'm going. They've got little nut bits in. Which is probably not good for radio. Anyway, I finished my fat-free yogurt and then followed it with two chocolates, which made it all worthwhile. I tell you what I had for dinner last night. I bought some paste from a supermarket, but it's actually, I've not used it before, and it's jerk's paste, because it's quite difficult to make jerk marinade. You could need a lot of ingredients, and I did try to make it once. It was horrible. So I put it on some chicken, and then put it in the air fryer, because I love my air fryer. I bought it probably about 2 or 3 years ago. It's the best thing I ever got. And it was really nice. I had it with some rice and a little bit of coleslaw. It was delicious. Really, it's one of the best pastes, because sometimes they can be a little bit sour with jerk or a bit too cinnamony. And this one was really nice. It's got the sweetness in it as well, but also a bit of heat. But I could have put maybe put a little bit more chilli in, but it's very nice. Very nice. Sometimes I don't really eat a lot of rice, because it's not my favourite thing in the world. It's like, I'm not really keen. It's like baked beans, you know. It's one of those things that I eat occasionally, and then I don't ever want to eat it again. I don't know what it is. Maybe it might be the texture with rice. Definitely the texture with baked beans. It's that thing you get at the roof of your mouth. I don't like it. There was when I went to a Japanese festival in the O2 a couple of years ago, and they gave me it was something that had this kind of weird sauce, and it was from one of the fast food vendors in the thing, and it was Japanese. It's horrible. I can't know what it was, but I just felt ill, and it was horrible. I think it was a pancake. Number one, I don't like pancakes, like grapes or whatever you call them, grapes. I don't mind pancakes you make at home, or the American pancakes, but crepes, no. No. And I don't like anything like that filled with meat or anything like that. No. Really peculiar. But it had this kind of like dressing on it, and it's just, even now, makes me feel, oh no, that was just horrible. I don't like tarragon, because I know you all think that I just eat anything that's not nailed down, but I don't like tarragon. And if anything's got tarragon in it, I can taste it straight away and I can't eat it, because it's just like, it overpowers everything. I think what I did, you see, I got a recipe for tarragon chicken, and I don't think I'd ever had tarragon before. And basically, the thing was smothered in tarragon, and I took a bite out of the chicken, and it was like, now I can eat aniseed. See, I don't like gin. Gin's aniseedy, but I like aniseed sweets. I can eat those probably about once every 5 years. But yeah, something about aniseed is like, no, not in food. Not in food. What are you, mad? No, I can't be doing that.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. Show me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. Fortune teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't stop jumping on.
Almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, first play for this next band, Broken Bear. I've played them actually on the show loads because they've got lots of fantastic music. But this is their brand new track, and it's a cover of Mad World, which is the Tears for Fears classic, but done in their own way. This is Broken Bear with Mad World. That is a superb version. That's Broken Bear there with a Mad World. Coming up next, we've got some Pink taking us up to the news. This is a classic called Run Away.
I'm
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.